Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. We're here now to have a wonderful healing event tonight, going to the Lightship in about 5 minutes. So if you're interested in having some physical healing work done, just sit back and relax. We'll be going there with your physical body and your spirit. And you can bring along your animals and pets, dogs and cats. If you have any, say, tree frogs or squirrels, you can bring those up too. And plants, flowers, garden. So we'll first do a emotional clearing to get people a little more centered. So think of a situation that you dealt with that you've had today, and we'll release this trauma from you instantly. So think about it right now, and you're going to see that's going to be out of your field of energy when you look at your body, or you're going to feel the sense, the change of having yourself relieved from that situation. Here we go. So releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a mental body. This is for people who live in their heads a lot. Mainly it's deals with mind chatter, repetitive thoughts. Let's release those from you now. Think of a situation that you keep thinking about over and over and over again, and we'll release that from you. Remember, these thoughts can torment you, the thoughts of the darkness. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a pain body clearing, another invisible energetic body. This is for pain. Releasing this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do one more body here. We'll do a trauma body clearing. This is for people who are in traumas. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in some wonderful peace energy. This will work for the archives because this part of the program will not work in the Lightship on the archives, but the peace energy will come into you. So here comes peace, and this is the peace that is out of time, the peace energy in source energy. So here we go. Stronger, bringing it in. Stronger, stronger. Bring up your light beam on the monitor screen. It's about an inch or so down your scroll bar on Creation Lightship Healing Program. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, we'll go to the Lightship now. And again, the healings take place between you and the light being doctors. And the healings, as far as how much you get healed, is determined by your genetic past disposition, your DNA, how much judgment you have stored inside of your body from your ancestors. And if you cleaned it out, then in that particular issue, you may have a miraculous healing right now. So this is how the healings work. And the Lightship will never go past anything that you don't request as far as healing. So you want to request your healing continuously here on the Lightship, maybe every half a minute or so. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. We're going to go into the first room on the Lightship. And these are all rooms that are familiar to us, as far as the light beams that are there and the colors. So the first room is where the dolphins are. We'll go into the dolphin room. The water that they're swimming in is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And we're going in that water right now. You wish to pet the dolphin, put your hands out in front of yourself, your palm of your hands, and you're going to be able to feel the dolphin energies. So we're going to bring the energy down here for you to actually sample that too. coming down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're going to go into another location on the light ship. And we'll go into the room, which is the room for the sunflowers. They do healings too. The sunflower is a complete spirit and request healings now. So here we go. Many, many sunflowers. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to another room on the light ship, and we're in these previous rooms here, the dolphin room and the sunflower room, going into the third room. And we're going into the room where they have the rabbits. So if you like rabbits, this is the rabbit room. Most of the beings, the light beings that are there, are going to be in groups of three. So there's three rabbits coming to you, and you might want to pet them also. So here we go. Here's the rabbits coming to you. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And a lot of people like the room that has the different energies in there, which is the rainbow waterfall room. So again, request healing. You're going to feel the wonderful energy coming around you. Nothing ever touches you on the light ship as far as healing because all the energies are separate, including the people that you go up with. So here's this rainbow waterfall energy coming to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going into another location. We're going into a room where they work with our muscles. So if you have any maybe aches or pains, maybe a stiff neck, maybe you twisted an ankle or something. They do work with cartilage, and they also can deal with tendons. So request healing right now, and we're in this room. And I'm going to bring in the special energy for that. This is a silver gold energy. You may actually see it around you. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's go into another location. And a lot of people like to have the tree energies. So we'll go into the tree room. And some of these trees are probably about a 30-foot diameter tree. They're very, very tall. And you can climb them if you wish or hug a tree. So here we go. Coming to us now are the trees. So one, two, it's like a forest. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And going to another location. Let's go into the room where they have another pool of water. And this room has the beautiful swans. The swans are very, very peaceful energies, very calming. So if you had a rough week here, the swans can help you out with that. So here's the swans energy coming to us now. We're in the water. It's silver sparkles like diamonds. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And another location that we're going into is going to be the room where they have oxygen. And coming to us is the oxygen number 13. So here it comes. Take a deep breath. You want to inhale and exhale a couple of times. And this is healing oxygen for your body coming to you now. Number 13 oxygen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another oxygen is going to be coming to us, number 58. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a third oxygen. This one here is number 26. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you who have a problem with your immune system, we're going to go into a room to help you out with that. And we're also going into a room that works with your lymphatic system, too. So here we go in these two rooms here. One of them is the hot tub room, and you're going to feel your body temperature increasing a little bit if you're very toxic. And here we go. In these rooms here, the water's bubbling, and it's full of special maybe nutrients. I don't use the word chemicals. It's not chemicals, but we'll just say nutrients in there for your body. And this color gel happens to be violet at this time. So if you happen to see a violet energy around you, this is what it is. Here comes the violet energy to help you out for detoxification. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the room where they have tree frogs. So if you like tree frogs, they're here. They're going to do some healing work with you. They hear them actually singing songs. Some people actually hear the frogs and other animals communicating to them. So here we go. Tree frogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into one more room here. Let's go into the room where they have the turtles. And these are desert turtles, desert tortoises coming to us now. Stronger. They request your healing. You can ride on them too. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And with the turtles, we have the cactus room. So here we go. We can get some special cactus energy if we wish, and use that for healing too, like a healing salve here. So here we go. Cactus energy, stronger, stronger. And you're putting the salve on you right now, this like creamy solution. The solution happens to be white in color. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where they have the bumblebees. Can't forget them. They're very, very healing. Their fur is very soft. So just put your hands out and start petting one of the bumblebees. They're very large. The ones that we're seeing today are about 20 foot in length. So it's like riding on a very large, kind of like being in a car, actually, riding on the top of the bumblebees now. They're flying around, buzzing. Here they are. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And our final room will be the white light room. And you may actually see white light around you. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And this concludes our lightship healing. So you're going into the orientation room. And this is where you're communicating with the light beam doctors or talking with you, telling you what they found, what they could work with you on as far as healing, maybe what you need for additional healing. This is all done between you and the light beam doctors. And we're leaving this room now. And we're getting our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us right now. And I'll count to five as we come back. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here now. You may have felt the energy shift as I started counting. When you're on a light ship, you're completely in source time, which is nothing. Source zero time. When you're in the timeline and taken out of it, which I do off and on during these programs, then you're in the off state of the time-based reality. It's two different processes. So you're back here now, and we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And I'm sure you all enjoyed that wonderful trip to the Creation Lightship for healing. And I know that everyone experiences it a little bit differently. Some are seers, some feel the energies, some just have a knowing sense about it. And, you know, some people don't feel anything at all, but that doesn't mean that the healing energies aren't working anyway. And almost everyone, regardless of whether they feel or see or hear anything on the light ship, they come back with a sense of deep peace and just very good feeling, energized but not keyed up, very peaceful, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And for those of you that are interested in having more experiences on the light ship, one of the best ways to do that, Ron has three offerings a week, sometimes more, of special Creation Lightship healing sessions that are very affordable, very easy to do from anywhere, just from a telephone line on a conference call basis. So if you'd like to know more about that, the best thing to do is just to go to creationlightship.com. That's www.creationlightship.com. And you can find out about that, and you can also find out about some wonderful healings, many, many wonderful healings that are actually available on the website that can be done anywhere in, you know, anywhere in the world where you can get internet access 24/7. Those healings are available, including some beautiful free healings, emergency healing, and others. So there's a way for you to be able to connect with the light beings from the Creation Lightship and continue to work on yourself, on your healing, and give that gift of healing to your body. So basically, tonight's program is dedicated to talking about the Lightship, about the whole process of all of us reclaiming our divinity by going within, by connecting with our own divine spirit through our heart center, bringing that energy into our bodies instead of going out of our body and going outside of ourselves for answers, when really we can access that all within. And so if you'd like to, you're welcome to give us a call tonight. And if you have a question for Ron, or you'd like to experience a healing sample, or maybe you'd like to talk about ascension, just go ahead and call, and I'll give the phone number right now in case you're interested in calling. It is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Also, if you're not able to call in, or maybe you have only dial-up so you can't be online and call up at the same time, you can still ask a question by clicking on the link that says BBS Bath Chat. You can get to that from either the Creation Lightship page or any of the BBS radio pages. And click on Fast Chat, and then that'll bring up a window for you to type your questions. So we look forward to that dialogue with you and to spending this time with you in this wonderful, heart-centered, peaceful energy space tonight. So thank you, Ron, for taking us to the Lightship, and I see that Victoria Ann has typed in a comment on the Fast Chat that says there should only be one book, one page, two words, and I know that those two words are going to be go within, because you've talked about that many times. And could you just kind of talk to us a little bit more about that tonight, about the difference between really connecting and going within and then searching outside of oneself for answers by reading, you know, other people's philosophy or whatever it is that people do to search outside of themselves?
Yeah, most people are conditioned and taught, and you also have it in your DNA to look outside of yourself for answers. And that does work, you know, if you're working in a job, you have to ask somebody for something. But on the true spiritual levels, you already have it. It's your spirits inside of you, of light, that you need to connect with. And the light never channels through anybody. the light does not have a prediction in time. Remember, our time-based reality here is the darkness, and the darkness created the mass mind, the mind matrix. And so what happens is your normal thoughts that you have is also controlled by the darkness, which we'll call the aliens. They brought in religions here. And any type of thing that you do outside of yourself or practice where you're connecting to an energetic form, a life form, we'll say, or you may not even realize that, but you are being connected to the darkness. This is why the teachings of Jesus just sit to go within. And most other teachings out there will basically tell you the same thing once you start weeding through the information. And that's really the hidden truth in all maybe religions and also all different concepts of spirituality, is that you have all your own answers. And it might be hard to hear those answers, but when you're in your heart center, when you're in divine source energy, creation energy, then you're at peace. So what happened was is that people got separated from that by thinking. And the thoughts that people have can, as you all know, cause you problems. And those thoughts can cause other people's problems. And then you're in judgment. And the judgment is never created by source energy. So if the source energy did have judgment, then it would be the same thing as the duality that was created by the darkness, the aliens, the light of the darkness that they brought here, and all the teachings that deal with duality and things like this here. So what you want to do is always go to your heart center, be peaceful, be connected, and be really heartfelt in what you're doing, because you want to always connect to the energy in your heart. And by being so, you're at peace. Now, the difference is when you're in your mind, the mind does not know peace, and it does not understand the light, and the light does not understand the darkness, because the darkness was never created by the light. And so by being in your heart center, you're connected to source energy. And that source energy that you're connected to does not judge anything. This is why I initially said that source energy does not channel, because in the process of channeling information to people, that information would be using words, and all words have a duality to them. And it could be interpreted differently even throughout time. So you must be very careful on what you're listening to. And the channeling that people typically do is what I call from the light of the darkness, which is the mind energy. And like I said, this is where you have your predictions. This is where you have information. And the information can be, pretty much correct, but you have to realize that it's not truth for everybody. And everybody has their own truth. If you're all in the heart energy, then you're not going to be judging or having a negative or positive thought. So I think I heard a call or a beep out there. Do we have a caller?
Yes. Hi, Ron. This is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Ron, I had a question and then a request. And my question is this. From all these artificial entities within us, and also entities on planets that are here, is there any that are still in a somewhat natural spiritual state, even though they have been degraded?
I didn't quite understand that.
Maybe I wasn't real clear, but these are artificial entities within us. I don't know if there's any that are in a natural state. They have been contrived and created by the dark forces, and they have been created by the light ship, I understand. And are there any that have been created by the light ship that are either in us that have been degraded, I know they've been degraded, are on a planet of darkness, or have they still had their partial part of their creative spirit by the light beings or not?
Okay, I'll try to answer that one here. What's in you is a spirit, if there's anything else inside of your physical body that was not created by the earth spirit, which is from light, then that would be known as an entity. And so they won't necessarily be degraded. They are what they are. So you're not going to be drawing anything to you that would be, say, lesser light or living with you, inside of you, of lesser light. The densities that get clogged up, like in your emotional body, that was put in place by the earth spirit to prevent you from having your physical body overtaken and physically destroyed by darkness through thoughts. Remember, everybody on this planet deals with emotions. That's the body that takes most of these hits. And it may look like it's full of darkness, but it's really a body that was created from light and is created from the earth spirit. Anything else that you have in you besides your own spirit really should not be there. There are ones that the earth spirit created with you. So anything else that would be inside of your body besides the energetic bodies that make up you, your hologram, that are from light should not be there. And these could also be, energies that could be with you, like alien energies that may look like light also. Or maybe somebody happens to do a channeling or goes to the Ouija board and brings in some energy, and the people might believe or think that if they put like a circle of protection around them, some people I've heard have called in like maybe the angels, Archangel Michael, because that seems to be the highest one on the pecking order, we'll say. All these energies cannot hold off the darkness. So as you bring something in, which is what you're doing, you're commanding energies inside of yourself to work through you. So you're bringing something that you cannot physically see, which could be called a spirit. And these energies are a ghost, and they can come into you and have no light in them. They could be a shapeshifter. This is why the Ouija board is so dangerous to use. People don't understand what can happen to them. So the main thing is, like Jesus says, don't go outside of yourself. It's a very simple teaching. This is what we do on this program, is always promote that. Because that is your truth. You want to stay with your spirit. You only have one source energy. You never lost it, just that you may have, you know, not connected to it. And by doing so, then you're abandoning your own spirit. But that's what most people do. So I hope I helped you. We have a new clearing up. Does that answer your question fully, Larry?
Somewhat. And what would the difference be then between an alien, would they have been created by the light ship at one time, and then and also a clone body, which could be artificially created by an alien?
Yes, okay. An alien energy could be an energy that was created by the darkness. So it could be a certain alien from a given race that was created by the darkness, or it could have been created by the light. But you must remember that no spirit of the light is going to come into your body, because it can't do that, okay? It's not supposed to do that. I won't say that it can't do that. It could if it had the same frequency as you. But remember, your body only holds one spirit, and you have one lifetime now. And so by having an entity come into you, or an alien, if it was created by the light, it should not come into your body, okay? And the aliens that are out there, which are darkness typically, without a spirit or soul, can come in because you're asking them to, and they can come in even if you don't ask them. Mm-hmm. So basically, all that you have with you is your own spirit of light, and that's all that should be inside of your body, is one spirit, along with the bodies to protect your physical body from dying and being destroyed by mind energy, mind transmissions of people, psychic cordings, etc. So on a true planet of light, there would never be another spirit in that body, because the body is designed to take one spirit only, and the spirit then enjoys that lifestyle with that body and chooses to leave when it needs to. So I hope that clarified that. We have a new special clearing coming up. It'll probably be online tomorrow, and it'll be called the Robotic Mechanical Clearing. And we've done many samples of this here on the different BBS programs. So I'll just talk about it briefly here. The robotic part of the clearing is the part that will help you eliminate a alien program that is being transmitted to you from the beyond. It could be the stars, the planets, alien races, some type of entity, whatever it is. It's a program that comes to your body, and then this program interfaces with, we'll say, different devices that connect to your muscle structure. And I'm making it very simplistic here. So they can tell you what to do, and physically. They can make your body respond any way that it needs to. And also, these programs can connect to your mind and make you think certain thoughts. So that's one part of the clearing. The second part is the mechanical part. Now, the mechanical part is when you have a cloned physical body part that the dark side created for you. And you're living with that part maybe for your whole life, not knowing the difference between a part created from light and a part created from darkness. So if you go to a practitioner that is using mind energy to do a healing on you, and there are quite a few of them out there today, people who have read books, who do healing work, who are not using the light. Remember, you have to use spirit energy to heal. So these people are using another energy, which is the light of the darkness. And it looks the same. Your mind will not be able to discern it because your mind, your consciousness of your mind, which was created by darkness, is not going to tell you there's a difference on these two. So you go to a practitioner, and they may help you in a healing process. But what did they give you? What type of cloned body part did they put into you, which is non-light? And where do they put the part of you that had the problem? Where is that being stored? It's not in your body because they'll take it out of you. So this clearing is very, very kind of far out sounding, but you're going to find a lot of relief as you're able to help yourself to retrieve these particular things. I'll be putting up another clearing on the website, maybe within a couple of weeks, I hope, here. And this will be dealing with parallel lifetimes. Now, the parallel lifetime clearing can be used. The cost will be $100, and you can use that for any of the whole lifetime clearings that you have had in the past. So if you had maybe, say, a trauma body clearing, naturally, the emotional one is what you want to start off with. Maybe you had the mental body. Maybe you had a pain body. Maybe you've had a sensory body. There's many different types of bodies. Well, you have parallel lives connected to those bodies also. So this clearing is going to allow you to disconnect the parallel lifetimes that the aliens are putting into you in that particular clearing. So you're going to be able to go back from this moment in time when you start the clearing, and you can go back to 100,000 BC, okay? So there are people on this planet who have been here for that amount of time. Most people are probably closer to 50,000 BC. But you can go back in different increments. I believe it'll probably be maybe 1,000 years at a time. And you're going to be going back into parallel lifetimes. So you're going to be able to select the particular time frame we'll just say that you do an emotional clearing. So you just select emotional clearing. You want to say, maybe typically you may have 10 parallel lifetimes that you could be stolen from this planet during this particular lifetime that you're living right now. And then they put a clone in your place, okay? So you can get rid of those parallel lifetimes. You can get rid of the program that was installed inside of you to act out these parallel lifetimes. And then from there, you can get rid of the alien race that now has complete control over those lifetimes. And you can also bring back to yourself now the parts of you that were cloned. Remember, you may have went someplace. Let's say that you, out of a week of 7 days, maybe you're only here 2 of those days, but you're still looking physical here for the complete 7 days. But where are you on the other 5? So you're able to do a body and spirit retrieval to bring yourself back from those parallel lifetimes to the current now time so you can be complete. And this can be why a lot of people have a hard time doing a physical healing on their body, or their body has a hard time healing, because you're dealing with a cloned object in you. And so you want to get rid of all of that and get back here in this present moment. Remember, the light does not work with cloned energies. And so the light does not recognize cloned. When it looks at you, if you had a sore finger and you were taken out of this lifetime and you went into a parallel life, and in that parallel lifetime, which will look real to you completely like it is right now, you went to a practitioner. Okay, remember, you're still looking real, like you're walking on this earth. And you go to a practitioner and they do a healing on you, or maybe you go to someplace, maybe a pharmacy, and they give you some type of ointment to put on it for infection, and it heals. You can be walking in a parallel lifetime that's true and real to you, thinking that you're here. Well, what happened to you during that process, okay? So you want to bring everything back here from the parallel life that was you and get rid of the cloned energy of you. And this is what the clearing is going to be about, is to bring yourself into wholeness. So it gets a little complicated. You may understand what I'm talking about. If you don't know that, or you're very confused, just know that you're not always here, but you may show up looking physical here with all of your friends around you, with the chair that you're sitting in right now, if you're driving a car possibly, but whatever it is, you are here, but you could be in a parallel life listening to this radio program, which is very disconcerting. So you want to always be in the now on this planet so you're able to bring back those energies. And if you have a difficult time healing, it's more than likely because you were worked with in a parallel life and you got repaired and fixed to a certain extent with non-light energy. Maybe you have a spot on your body that's never healed and you don't know why. You tried everything. Well, maybe you have a clone part in there. This goes back to the robotic mechanical clearing. You know, maybe that part inside of you is of non-light. So how is your body going to heal you? How is the mind of the body, which is made of light, going to heal non-light? It doesn't even recognize it as being there. But yet it's physical. So it may just see a hole in you there. Maybe it thinks that maybe your finger is no longer in existence because there's no light there, although you still have a finger that moves back and forth. So it may sound kind of sci-fi-ish, but this is what happens. And you can also have problems in a parallel life if you happen to be with some alien energies that may want to cause you physical harm. And the very far extreme to that is maybe some type of body mutilation, torture, or something in that lifetime. That energy will come back into this one, and you may feel awful. And we all had that problem where all of a sudden we might feel sick instantly. Maybe you think you went out and you ate some food at a restaurant and you got food poisoning. Well, you could have been in a parallel life, and they fed you poison, and you're blaming it on the restaurant, okay? Or maybe you did something that made yourself do some stupid thing, we'll say like maybe running your car off of a curb in the driveway or something, well, you're probably in a cloned body, and the body may not have been up to speed enough to realize that you're doing that, but you still think that you're here. And then when you come back, you have to pick up the pieces and figure out what happened. And maybe the embarrassment of doing that is people watched you run over the curb, which you've never done before. But this is kind of how it works. So these cloned energies are very detrimental to us. And there'll be a clearing coming up for that. And the nice thing is that you're able to bring yourself back from these alien lifetimes. And these are alien lifetimes on a timeline. And the timelines can change. You can go from one timeline to another one. So if one alien race wants to take you on a timeline, and then they can bring you back, another one can take over and take you into their alien timeline. So for those of you who really understand this, you're going to know how wonderful this clearing is going to be, and it will help you out immensely. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, and you can maybe ask me some questions. That's on the fast chat there.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let me see if we can pick one. Our time is up in just a minute, but we have a question here from Pete from Australia. How does one radiate out light across the body from the heart? And is our spirit strong enough?
Well, your energy from your spirit really should not go past your body energy at all. You want to shrink wrap yourself. You don't want to really emit light to anything. So who you are is what you're doing is you want all that energy from your spirit to be in your body for healing. You don't necessarily want to transmit that light to anything or to try to build the light up, because it's going to go into something around you that's already possibly either of darkness or of light and doesn't need that energy, because your frequency of your spirit, which is reproducing that light, is typically not useful to anything else but yourself, because your spirits all have a different frequency of light.
Okay, great. Thank you. So anything you'd like to announce or let people know about before we end for the evening?
Yep, we have the New Life Expo coming up in New York. It'll be next week, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of October. And it starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be there with a light infusion chamber. And we also have workshops the following week at the TRS Center. And we have three workshops that are 3 hours in length. So it'll be quite wonderful to see you if you're around. The New Yorker Hotel is one block away from Penn Station, and most people on the East Coast know where Penn Station is. So just come there and enjoy the expo. And I'll be there with the light infusion chamber. I have three lectures along with a panel, which is a Strange Universe panel, Saturday at 10 o'clock. So I guess I'll talk about our next program. We'll be on the BBS program here at 4 o'clock Eastern on Monday, which equals 7 o'clock, well, it's 4 o'clock Pacific, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern. So hopefully you're all going to be stay tuned for that, and I'd love to see all of you back in New York. And I will be doing private sessions in New York, so you can connect to me with an email if you wish. So I'll be seeing all of you later, either on BBS or in person next week. So I'll be closing off. Goodbye, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. I'll be running some peace energy for the next hour to the light beam as we sign off here, so you can enjoy that wonderful peace energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Great. Well, thank you, Ron, and thanks, everyone, for being here tonight. If you are on the East Coast, definitely the light infusion chamber is an opportunity that you really don't want to miss out on, if at all possible, because it is just an amazing way to accelerate your healing. So hope you all get a chance to do that. So good night and blessings, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Okay, good night, everybody.